Section 8. Safe driving tips. Driving requires skills you can only gain through practice and experience. The following section offers driving tips you can practice to help you become a safer and more skillful driver. Visual search. You must know what is happening around your vehicle before you start a vehicle and while driving. You must look ahead, to the sides, and behind the vehicle. You should develop a searching pattern and use it every time you drive. Searching helps you see situations that could cause a problem and gives you time to change your actions such as speed or roadway position. Avoid staring at any one thing. Keep your eyes moving and searching for possible problems. Look ahead. Looking well down your planned path of travel will help you see the road, other road users, and traffic conditions, which allows you time to adjust and plan your driving movements. This additional time will allow you to make better decisions and possibly avoid being forced to use emergency braking and steering. Ideally, you should try to look at what is occurring 20 to 30 seconds in front of your vehicle. How far you look down the road depends on where you are driving. In cities and urban areas, you may not be able to see as far as when you are driving on a highway. Avoid getting into situations that could limit how far you can see, such as following too close to a larger vehicle. Adjust your speed and road position so you can best see. Look to the sides. It is important to search the sides of your vehicle to see if other roadway users are about to cross your travel path. Look to the rear. It is also important to be aware of traffic behind your vehicle, especially when changing lanes, slowing down or stopping, or entering an intersection. Use your mirrors to check this traffic. Speed management. Driving safely means adjusting your vehicle speed for roadway and traffic conditions, providing an adequate following distance, and obeying the appropriate speed limits. Adjusting to roadway conditions. Curves. Always reduce speed before entering a curve to a safe speed, a speed that allows you to apply slight and constant acceleration through the curve. Reduce speed more when traction is poor, when following other vehicles, and when you cannot see the end of the curve. Hard braking after entry to a curve could cause the vehicle tires to lose traction. Slippery roads. Reduce speed at the first sign of rain, snow, sleet, or ice. When the roadway is slippery, tires do not grip as well. It will take longer to stop and will be harder to turn without skidding. Always reduce your speed if the road is wet or covered with snow or ice. Hydroplaning. Hydroplaning occurs when the steering tires ride on a layer of water on top of the road surface, similar to the action of water skis. The best way to avoid traction loss from hydroplaning is to slow down when driving in the rain or on a road that is wet with pooled water or water puddles. Flooded roadways. If you see a flooded roadway or barricades blocking a flooded roadway, find another route to get to your destination. Flooding can occur when rivers and streams overflow their banks, when dams or levees break, when there is runoff from deep snow, or any time there is heavy rainfall. Floodwaters can be found on roads, bridges, and low areas. Flash floods can come rapidly and unexpectedly. They can occur within a few minutes or hours of excessive rainfall. Do not drive through flooded areas. If you see a flooded roadway ahead, turn around and find another route to get to your destination. Be cautious, especially at night, when the visibility is limited. Remember, 6 inches of water will reach the bottom of most passenger cars, causing loss of control or possible stalling. 2 feet of moving water can carry away most vehicles, including sport utility vehicles and pickup trucks. Even if the water appears shallow enough to cross, do not attempt to cross a flooded road. Water can hide dips and other unseen hazards. Floodwaters can also damage roadways by washing away the underlying road surface. If there is no other route, proceed to higher ground and wait for the water to subside. Stopping distance. Total stopping distance is the distance your vehicle travels, in ideal conditions, from the time you realize you must stop until your vehicle actually stops. Several things may affect your stopping distance. Speed. The faster you are traveling, the more time and distance is needed to stop. Your perception time. This is the time and distance it takes you to recognize you must stop. The average perception time for an alert driver is (in frac 34, second to 1 second). Your reaction time. This is the time and distance it takes for you to react by moving your foot from the gas pedal and beginning to apply the brakes. The average driver has a reaction time of 1/34 second to 1 second. Braking distance. This is the time and distance it takes for your brakes to slow and stop your vehicle. At 50 miles per hour on dry pavement with good brakes, it can take about 158 feet. Space management. Providing an adequate following distance. You will share the road with different type of vehicles, cars, trucks, motorcycles, etc. You will need time and space to adjust and react to these other road users. The more space you allow between your vehicle and other roadway users, the more time you have to react. This space is usually referred to as a space cushion. Always try to maintain a safe space cushion around your vehicle. Space in front. Following a vehicle in front of you too closely limits your vision of the road and does not allow you enough time to react to avoid a collision. You should always try to keep a minimum following distance of 4 seconds between your vehicle and the vehicle in front. To determine your following distance. 1. Watch when the rear of the vehicle ahead passes a sign, pole, or any other stationary point. 2. Count the seconds it takes you to reach the same sign, pole, or any other stationary point. 1001, 1002, 1003, 1004. 3. You are following too closely if you pass the stationary point before counting to 1004. 4. Reduce speed and then count again at another stationary point to check the new following distance. Repeat until you are following no closer than 4 seconds. To check your accuracy in maintaining a minimum following distance of 4 seconds, you may guess how many seconds away you are from an object and then count the seconds it takes to reach the object. There are certain situations when you need more space in front of your vehicle. Increase your following distance. On slippery roads. At night, in fog, or in inclement weather. When following vehicles required to stop at railroad crossings, such as transit buses, school buses, or vehicles carrying hazardous materials. When following large vehicles such as trucks, buses, recreational vehicles, and vehicles pulling a trailer. Space to the side. A space cushion on the sides of your vehicle allows you to move right or left. Avoid driving next to other vehicles for long periods of time. You may be in their blind spot and this reduces the space you may need to avoid a collision. Avoid crowding the centerline marking. Try to keep as much space as possible between you and oncoming traffic. Make space for vehicles entering a multiple lane or limited access roadway by moving over a lane or adjusting your speed. Give extra space to pedestrians, especially children, the elderly, and bicyclists. When a passing vehicle is a tractor trailer, leave a little more space by moving to the outside portion of your lane space away from the tractor trailer as it passes. Space behind affects your following distance. It is not always easy to maintain a safe following distance behind your vehicle. However, you can help keep the driver in the vehicle behind you at a safe distance by keeping a steady speed, signaling in advance, and keeping more space to the front of your vehicle before you reduce speed or turn. Communicating. It is important that you let other roadway users know where you are and what you plan to do. Letting others know you are there. It is your responsibility to make your vehicle as visible to other roadway users. Use headlights. Turning on your headlights helps other roadway users see you. This is especially important. On rainy, snowy, or foggy days, use your low beam lights and slow down. When it begins to get dark or when driving away from a rising or setting sun. Using your horn, your vehicle's horn, if used properly, can get the attention of other road users. A light tap on the horn should be all that is needed under normal circumstances. You may want to give your horn a light tap when pedestrians or bicyclists appear to be moving into your lane of travel. Passing a driver who starts to turn into your lane. A driver is not paying attention or may have trouble seeing you. Not using your horn. You should only use your horn when you need to communicate with other road users. Using your horn inappropriately could scare or anger another road user. You should not use your horn when near blind pedestrians. Signaling your movements. Using the appropriate turn signal before changing direction or slowing your vehicle informs and warns other roadway users. signal before changing direction. An appropriate signal gives other roadway users time to react to your vehicle movements. It is state law that you must use a turn signal 100 feet or more before changing lanes, turning left or right, or when merging into traffic. Make sure you cancel your signals once your action is completed to avoid confusing other drivers. Signal when reducing speeds. Brake lights let other roadway users know that the vehicle in front is slowing down. Signal before reducing speed when turning off a roadway that does not have separate turning or exiting lanes. Parking or turning before an intersection.